Mr. Brian Rock, Reel 5. We were just talking about when you were on HMS Barrage, based at Milford Haven, and they were on salvaging.
Salvage,
were they actually getting them up, or were they just blowing them up?
No, they were actually lifting them up. They were a queer little ship. Only a small ship, but in front of them they had two big prongs for lifting. And because of the huge weights they were lifting, they needed steam power. And that's why it was a steam boat. And when you went coaling, you only had one officer on the ship. And he even took his part in coaling the ship. He used to throw it down the side and trim it across. You know, it wasn't bad work, but a lot of people find it blooming hard work these days.
And did you do coaling ship then?
Oh, yeah. Everyone.
What was it like?
All good fun. You were black as the ace of spades at the end of its daylight. But you used to just get the COs out the back and just turn on. You used to use tar soap to get the colour, because that tar soap, the only soap that was seawater. And another thing about it was that if you suffer with prickly heat, it took away all the prickly heat as well, tar soap. And that's always the thing, but you maybe have 3 days in the trot, a coal and ship like, and then you're just out in the haven. Only a few yards off her. Down and down. Yeah, he's sometimes come in and go to Pembroke Dock.
And how long were you doing this for?
That must have been about 18 months. That was my last ship, I think.
Did you enjoy that, lad? I mean, it's a bit of a backwater, but
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed them all. The only thing I didn't like was the fact that there was one of the lads on board had a car. And we decided to go to different places each weekend. And you'd go into Cardigan Bay, somewhere there where I was on. Oh, let's go there, you know. And you go there and you go into a pub. And they're all chatting away there. You know. And as soon as you opened your mouth, they all went into Welsh. Real pig ignorant. Because they used to get me down that night. I used to say what I meant. I called a spade. As he's a bloody ignorant toffee gets, you know. But them days also, you couldn't get a drink in Wales on a weekend. Sunday was closed altogether. But the weekend, during the week, they were open from 6 till 9. But there was a British Legion in Pembroke Dock. We used to allow us in for a drink, because these ships that we were salvaging, we used to be bringing motorbikes and things, and we were supposed to be all scrap, you know, and we'd do a little deal with some of the things, and you used to see these American bikes going all over the place. There was nothing wrong with them. Jeeps. It was a little bit of booty for the lads. Skippy knew what was going on. We used to buy the skipper a few bottles of wine. No one again, like, you know.
Now, how come you left the Navy? I mean, you done. Was it just not optional? What made you leave?
I came out on the grudge.
What was the grudge?
When I'd gone for my Petty Officer Telegraphist course in Petersfield, HMS Mercury. And when I'd finished my course, I'm coming off course, and my best friend, that was J.G. Evans, was going on course. Now I met him about 18 months later, and he had his Petty Officer rig uniform or anything, and I didn't. And you had to challenge the Rochester. So, you know, and they turned on.
You passed the course.
I'd passed the course, and he was going on course, so there was no way seniority was senior than mine. So I the last ship I did, that wasn't the last ship I was on that barrage. Just coming up. My last six months was in Middlesbrough. There was three chief class destroyers getting rebuilt in Hull for the Turkish Navy. Now there was five British aboard. It was me to let them know where to put the radio gear. But the people that were doing it were Williams radio men. They knew better than I did. So,
hang on, was this Hull or Middlesbrough?
Hull. The boats were in Hull.
So, I think you your last posting was in Middlesbrough.
Yeah, well, I used to stay at home all the time. But I used to have to go back once a fortnight to get me Navy money. Because there was me, two engineer officers and two chief artificers. Five of us. And they were all from Hull. And used to get your money once a fortnight. The Navy Tilly used to come up with it.
Now, what happened when you were demobilised? Or when you left the Navy?
Well, I came out of the Royal Navy and looked around for jobs. And after that, I ended up in the steelworks. Stanton Staveley, cast iron pipes.
In Middlesbrough?
Middlebury itself, yeah. Stanton Staveley, yeah. And
did you enjoy the work?
Thoroughly enjoyed it. It was good money. You know, I felt like the king of the bloody road. I was getting, I'm going in 1960, you know, I was getting a bit lit, 120 and £170 a week then. You work for it was all piecework. And then the mill used to work 6 till 2, 2 till 10 was maintenance. But the mill had to be all cleaned. And it cleaned all the mill, and only certain ones wanted it. And I was one of them, so I lived near where we worked. I used to get it all done as fast as hell. We used to help each other.
Now, what, you didn't follow your telegraphy or any of that, though?
No, so didn't want to know anything about.
Why not?
It wasn't until years later that I got back onto radio ham waves, like.
Fed up with it?
Radio ham, like.
Did you work, was that your career in the steelworks? Was that where you stayed after you came out?
No, that shut down. I was there a few years, and it shut down, and there was courses to help you. So I put in for a captain's course, and I went on a chippy's course, and I never looked back.
So you were a carpenter, that was...
Yeah,
never looked. That was the rest of your career.
Yeah.
Now, what about your contacts with your old naval mates? Tell us about that. Did you try and get back in touch with any of them? Were you a member of any associations?
Well, the J.G. Evan was my best friend, and we both left together. We both joined up together. But his wife was Irish from Ballymena, and he'd gone over there to live, and he joined the IOC, and we used to write once a fortnight, once a month. Then he wrote a letter saying he wasn't going to write no more. He said, it's getting too dangerous. He said, for you, he said, not for me. He said, they're putting bombs in the letter that's coming abroad from, he said, they know they're from. And so he stopped writing.
What about other ones, other friends from the Navy?
I met one, it was a sheer coincidence. We were at a reunion.
Well, that's what I mean, really. Did you go to naval reunion?
Oh, I go to them still. And well, not Navy, Korean veterans. But you don't get many matlows.
So So you're a member of the Korean Veterans Association?
Yes. I've been for years.
Is it important to you, meeting your old comrades, Korean veterans?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, a pint and a natter. You can't beat it.
Thank you very much.